his beautiful book, Telling Secrets, Frederick Buechner offers these words. What we hunger for, perhaps more than anything else, is to be known in our full humanness. And yet that is often just what we also fear more than anything else. It is important to tell, at least from time to time, the secret of who we truly and fully are, even if we tell it only to ourselves, because otherwise we run the risk of losing track of who we truly and fully are, and little by little come to accept instead the highly edited version which we put forth in hope that the world will find it more acceptable than the real thing. It is important to tell our secrets, too, because it makes it easier that way to see where we have been in our lives and where we are going. It also makes it easier for other people to tell us a secret or two of their own. And exchanges like that have a lot to do with what being a family is all about and what being human is all about. Friends, it's Morgan Snyder, and welcome back to another episode of the Become Good Soil podcast. We are in a beautiful season, the in-between for when this podcast releases, finishing 1 year and beginning a new year afresh. It's a time of swirl, activity, and frenzy, and it takes great courage to pause, to slow down, to notice, and to engage in the ancient practice of an examine. The word examine is rooted in a Latin word meaning thorough, a weighing like a needle of a scale. It's something that is weighty, that's carefully investigated through and through. The idea of the prayer practice of an examine was developed by St. Ignatius of Loyola, and he was the founder of the Jesuit movement of Christianity and a master of discerning the movement of the Holy Spirit. Ignatius believed that an examine was so powerful and so important that he required every Jesuit to practice the examine twice daily, at midday and at night. The examine is an ancient practice of the church, and it's intended to help us see God's hand at work in the whole of our experience, of our initiation. I've noticed over the last 2 years that I personally have practiced an examine with much more regularity. I've built it into my rule of life, where most evenings in some form, I enter into the prayer process of an examine to not only live my life, but to pause by the leadership of the Holy Spirit and look upon where I've been, to reflect in view of God's heart for me, of his prevailing care and the confidence of his presence in the daily, normal, ordinary life. An examine can be daily, it can be weekly, it can be by season. And in some ways, most importantly, as a beginning, it can be yearly. Years ago, at Become Good Soil, I introduced the Soul's Review, and it's a guided process for all of us to be led by love in curiosity to notice our year, to go back through 12 months of pictures, of calendars, of recollections, of emotions, of memories, and in light of God's presence, to see more clearly, to reflect more deeply, and to let it inform us as we go forward. And so in this podcast, I want to do two things. First, I want to simply invite you into that process of going back to episode 151, A Soul's Review. In it, I give some orientation towards the process, and then there's a link to a free guided reflection that you can print out and walk through experientially. And then the entire audio of that episode is the guided audio reflection to lead you or a group through this process over time. here's my strong invitation that you would set aside time either for yourself or to invite a fellowship with you to go through the examine. It's worth a half a day. Even more powerfully, it's worth an entire day to treat it as a day's retreat to honor the close of something, the end of a year, and the sacred pause in between in order that you can be more deeply united with God, looking forward towards the year ahead. And so my strong encouragement is, would you pray? And Holy Spirit, we even ask now, would you have this gift for me? And if so, how would I receive the lavish invitation, the care to set aside a day, a half day? Where would that emerge from my calendar? How are you showing me that you would want to advocate for that for me? And Holy Spirit, is that something you have for me to do personally? Or is it something that you want me to invite my spouse into? Is there a version of this that you would like me to invite my family into? Or is there a community this year of allies, of like-hearted ones? Perhaps people that I'm shepherding or ministering to, or wanting to simply offer some loving invitation. Holy Spirit, shine your light. Where would be the community, perhaps, that you would have for me to risk offering love, to participate in an annual examine through the soul's review? Jesus, I trust that it's a gift from you to pause, to slow, to notice, to resist the frenzy and the swirl and the pressure to continue to simply react and do the next thing, and instead to sink in with you, led by the Spirit of God, to do a deep and generative reflection on where I have been, where we are now, and where you are inviting me to walk with you. God, I pray that you would act, that you would give the resources to me for what you are speaking to me today to engage in the days or weeks to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I'm excited. I'm curious what he's saying, what he's whispering, what you're noticing. God's preferred method of speaking, Dallas offers, is not in the shouting. His preferred method is in the still, small voice. And so in the quietness of that invitation, I'm curious what he would have for you. That's my first invitation. By way of a teaser, by way of a prologue, I want to invite you here and now, in this moment, to get a bit of a taste of what the Holy Spirit might want to do for you, in you, and then through you, through the extended process of a soul's review. So as I shared, the soul's review is a guided reflection that really deserves a half day, an entire day, even a weekend retreat. But for now, I want to invite you in to taste a bit of it in this moment. And so here's my challenge and my invitation to you. Wherever you are, you don't have to write anything down. This is not a thorough review. This is simply prologue. And hopefully it will be just enough to say, oh, I want more. I want the full immersion. It's worth the risk. It's worth setting aside other things and allowing God to fight for my heart and my place in his story. So with that in mind, I want to invite you to settle in for a bit. I want to invite you here and now to take a few deep breaths, to set aside as much as you're able to set aside even now. If you're able to turn your phone on airplane mode, if you're able to cut out or off any other distractions, if you're able to close the blinds or close the door, if you're able to take your shoes off, if you're able to slow down a bit if you're driving, if you're able to slow your gait a bit if you're exercising, wherever you are, my invitation is to be present, to notice in this moment what you see, to notice your breathing. And in this moment, just take a little bit of a deeper breath, a little bit of a deeper exhale, to tune into your breath. To tune into your body. What is it that you're feeling? Where are you holding tension? What needs to relax? What needs to be released? Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we invite you here in this place to illuminate our minds and our hearts, to sanctify our memory and our imagination. Come and guide us in this time. Friends, in our hurried lives, it's vital to carve out moments of stillness, moments of reflection. By revisiting the past, we can realign our vision and journey forward in partnership with God. And so as we embark on this teaser, this bit of an examine over our year, a prologue, we enter into God. And we invite his guidance in our understanding of our experiences, helping us see them through the perspective of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, your gentle nudging to bring forth the right memories, emotions, relationships, experiences that you desire for us to recall. Friends, God has been intricately at work in our lives over this past year, though much of his movement still remains shrouded in mystery, and much remains unfinished. An examine offers a sacred opportunity to explore the unique ways in which he has been present in our lives, allowing our gratitude to illuminate our path as we enter into a new year. Our apprenticeship as kings and queens in God's kingdom is intended to be the predominant narrative arc of our orientation of all of our days and all of our decades. With this truth held dear, we invite you, God, more deeply, sanctifying us through and through, readying our hearts and lives for whatever movement God desires. So friends, my invitation again is a pen and a paper is unnecessary. This is simply a taste and simply a prologue. There's no need in this moment to look at pictures or calendars and to try to work really hard to remember everything about our year. In this moment, my invitation is simply notice. When you think of the last 12 months, what do you recall? What experiences, what moments, and what memories come to mind? I want to pause for about 2 minutes and just lets you linger. What experiences, what moments, and what memories come to mind? Let's pause. Parker Palmer has a brilliant book entitled Let Your Life Speak. If last year, the last year of your life, had a voice and it was speaking to you, what would you say your life was saying to you over this past year? Let's pause for 30 seconds and just notice what comes to your heart. What is your life saying to you? What are the predominant emotions that you noticed throughout your year? If you had to look from being down in the details to stepping to 30,000 feet and just noticing where you lived emotionally, what emotions come to the surface? What do you see? As you reflect on the past year and you think of the people in your life and the relationships that were most formative, what are the faces that come to mind? Take a minute and see their faces and notice what it feels like to look at their faces and notice how you were formed by them. often when we look back over time, we can see themes. In our initiation, there's always a next first track, and there's untold trailheads that mark moments and seasons and stages of our initiation into wholehearted maturity as women and men. As you think back, what were the themes that you see that shimmer, that you are called to pay attention to? And friends, where did you encounter God? What were the moments? What were the ways God came and manifested in your life? Where did you feel like there was genuine partnership and participation with what God was doing? Friends, you're doing great. Really proud of you. Next question that takes some courage. Where do you recall that you resisted God's invitation to partner with Him? Where do you recall that there was reluctance in you? Where do you notice grief? With all change, there's loss. And so much of our initiation is to pass through death to a greater life. As you notice the narrative of grief, what do you need to grieve from this past year? One of the greatest doorways to internal well-being and wholehearted maturity is to engage in the practice of forgiveness, in forgiving ourselves, in forgiving others, in forgiving God. Where do you notice you need to offer forgiveness? One of the deep hopes is that with every passing year and every passing decade, we come to know God more deeply, more thoroughly, that more of God comes home into more parts of us, that we experience what's been named as mutual indwelling, us in God and God in us. As you recall this past 12 months, what do you notice comes to mind from what's formed you regarding what God is like, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Maybe it was one dimension, particularly of the Trinity, that stood out to you. Maybe it was all three. Maybe it was some characteristic of God. Pause for a moment and notice what you have come to believe, come to know about God and His kingdom through your experience over this past year. And friends, by way of summary, if you had to choose a word or an idea or a theme that really conveys the heart or the epicenter of the movement of God in your life over this past year, what would it be? Friends, you're brave, and I hope that this is merely a taste of what it can be like to pause, to notice, to look back. And in looking back, it gives us an added grace to be able to look forward. As Ecclesiastes says, everything is beautiful in God's time. And so, friends, I want to turn directionally. In light of our last year, I want to look forward with curiosity. As you think of the year ahead, we have a tendency to take on, to build, to grow, to add, but it takes much more risking. It takes much more patience. It takes much more humility to ask the question, what needs released? What needs let go of? What needs torn down? Or what needs pruned? And so I want to pause for a minute and just notice what comes to your heart as you turn your orientation to the year ahead. In light of last year, where is God inviting you to tear down, to let go, to release, or to prune? Living risk responsively to God is at the epicenter of our apprenticeship. Where is God inviting you, or how is God inviting you to risk in the year ahead? If this season that you're stepping into had a theme, had a word, had a picture, or had a promise for your heart, what might it be? Friends, one final question in this bit of prologue. Allow your heart to go out a year from now and let yourself look back over this year to come. A year from now, what would you love to be able to say about this year ahead? Friends, this is but a taste. I hope that in this, your heart is showing up. It's tuning in and becoming more aware of the movement of God, both over this past year and here and now, and allowing that movement to inform you for the days ahead. And so my deep encouragement is that this would simply all be invitation to go deeper, that you would pause and engage in the Soul's Review. It's episode 151, and as I said, it really is best served as a half-day or full-day retreat. It's a beautiful exercise to do with a group of people. Many people shared stories with me of going through it with their wife or their family or their band of brothers or their small group, and customizing it as they're led to fit their context, their situation, their time life. Be creative. Let it be a co-creative experience with God. But for now, my gift to you would simply to pray over you as you pause in this bit of prologue, as you enter into a season of considering where you've been, of noticing and orienting your heart in partnership with God towards the year ahead. So my invitation is just let all of that go, tuck it away in your heart, and trust that God will bring back to you the memories, the moments, the experiences, the words, the encouragement, the challenge that He has for you exactly when you need it. And so, Father, we kneel humbly before You in awe of Your work. You are a perfect Father. And so, Father, we stand humbly in awe of You. We stand before You. You are the perfect Father of every father and every mother and every child in heaven and on earth. We pray, God, that You would unveil within us the unlimited riches of your glory and your favor until supernatural strength floods in our inmost being with divine might and explosive power. By constantly using our faith through the life of Christ, we ask that it would be released deep inside of us, and the resting place of his love would become the very source and root of our life in our year ahead. We pray that we would be empowered to discover, in agreement with this great body of believers, this tribe of like-hearted women and men around the globe, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Jesus Christ, particularly for us in all of its dimensions, how deeply intimate and far-reaching and pervasive is the love of Christ, how enduring, how inclusive, how particular, an endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into us until we are filled to overflow with the fullness of God. And so we invite overflow. We invite pouring out into our being, into our year. We choose to practice never doubting God's mighty power at work in us to accomplish all of this. He will achieve infinitely more than our greatest request, our most unbelievable dream, and exceed our wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly is offered to energize us, body, soul, and spirit. And so in closing, I want to offer a blessing in the spirit of Saint Ignatius, who was the forerunner to bring us the examine. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, bring to me gladness of heart. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Permit me not to be separated from you. From the wicked foe, defend me. At the hour of my death, call me and bid me come to you, that with your saints I may praise you forever and ever. Amen. Friends, I bless you in this season of transition. I pray that this would be an evergreen resource for you, some version of episode 151, to engage with God, to pause, to notice, to reflect, to remember, to be led by the Spirit of God as daughters and sons of God, and to be able to turn your heart to receive his gaze, to be informed, to be infused with love, to be infilled with the indwelling of the life and love of Jesus Christ, that he would rule and reign in your heart ever wider and ever deeper, and that you would be able to orient even more deeply to the heart of God, to continue to mature, to in time become the kind of person that can move from the place of God, help me, to God, how can I be of help to you? How can I be in the service of love as a partner with you to bring forth your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven? Friends, we love you and we bless you, and we look forward to a new year together with you. It's our prayer that we would continue to be able to offer encouragement, strengthening, nourishment, challenge, comfort, well-being, to partner with God in his apprenticeship of your hearts as kings and queens in God's kingdom. We look forward to being back together soon on another episode of Become Good Soil podcast. Bless you.